Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now folks, what we're going to be talking about, and make it as simple as possible, because the American people are now somehow distracted by a balloon, as if to suggest the Chinese sent it over here. By the way, the materials were U.S. made. For the record, but it's interesting that people are distracted by this as if to suggest the Chinese are spying on Americans, right? Remember, they're calling for a new world order, just like America is. America is taking the lead, as a matter of fact. And don't forget about Russia. They're calling for a new world order, just like that devil called the Pope. In the Catholic Church that is running in contradiction to the Word of God every step of the way. Yeah, they're all calling for a new world order. Everybody knows this, for the most part. Who creates the wars? The bankers do. And I just told you, not even a month ago, they're going to start creating a war. Hey, folks, let me say this. I'm going to make a couple points of this. If they want a war, then send the politicians. Because they're not sending my kids. Period. If they want a war, then they can go ahead and go themselves, the way that our forefathers did. If it's a righteous war, they'll be the first ones to go. And if you want the war to stop, then send the politicians. Period. Period. You call me a pacifist all you want to. Go ahead and test your steel with that one. But the bottom line is, folks, I'm here to tell you, it's not a foreign enemy attacking you. And I'm going to prove that once again today, over and over throughout Scripture, the Lord warns of conspiracy. Who's responsible for conspiracy? I mean, as a matter of fact, James Madison said, if tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, he said it will come in the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. That's right. That's exactly right. Going back to that little balloon that everybody's got their eye on right now, called distraction, smoke and mirrors, the mainstream media leading the narrative every step of the way because the people haven't figured this out yet. Little sheeple. Maybe people understand why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. All of you distracted over a little balloon, as if to suggest the Chinese are responsible for that. Just like the Muslims were responsible for the two towers that fell, only to find out we were under attack by our own government. And now all of a sudden the government's changed. Are they getting better or are they worse, friends? The question lies to you, not to me. Are they getting better or are they worse? Now to suggest we're going to listen to more of their lies. Folks, this is why they lie, because they know how to lie better than most know how to tell the truth. Romans 1:18. They say they're one thing, but they act in contrast to what they declare. Romans 1:18, read it. They hold the truth in unrighteousness. And it's sickening and it's scary, folks, for many people that don't know the difference. That's why we hold to the Word of God. Now, I wanted to say this, too. Is it the Chinese that are mandating the murder of babies in the womb? I just want to know. Was it the Chinese, or is it the Chinese trying to disarm you right now, Americans? I'm curious. By the way, speaking of the balloon, hasn't the NSA been exposed over and over and over again in America for gathering information on Americans? Isn't that what Facebook has been busted for? Isn't that what the FBI and the CIA working hand in glove? Isn't that what they've been busted for, friends? It's been your government gathering information and intelligence. And I said over the last week, folks, it's interesting to take note that when you look at what happened back in the 90s, as if to suggest this is brand new, Bill Clinton himself was busted for selling American military secrets to the Chinese. Go ahead, cross-check everything I'm telling you. It was called Chinagate. But they had you distracted onto my Monica Lewinsky. Americans, you need to pay attention. This is not a foreign enemy attacking you. And I could go on, and I'm going to get to more of this and more of this here. Let me ask you another thing. Who's suppressing free speech? Is it the Chinese? Who's handing out license to illegals in America? Is it the Chinese? I'm curious. Who's stealing your tax dollars and reallocating them at will? Is that the Chinese doing that too, folks? Who's been busted lying to you over and over and over again? Scandal after scandal. Has that been the Chinese? And I'm not saying that they're innocent in any way, folks, but I am telling you to start thinking about what's going on in your country, friends. Is it the Chinese attacking your family? Is it the Chinese attacking your children? Is it the Chinese illegally indoctrinating your children in public schools? Or is this the federal government? Is this state government? So let me ask you another question. Is it the Chinese that are trying to force mandate you to comply with unconstitutional orders concerning their experimental jabs, trying to inject poison into your bodies? I'm going to highlight that in just a moment. Is that the Chinese, folks? I'm just here to get you to think. And I know that there's a lot of people out there that just don't know their left hand from their right hand. And I know that this sounds like insurrection to some people, but if you know law, you're going to understand who the insurrectionists are. And it's not this guy here trying to uphold the law against those that are, in fact, insurrectionists. Those that are, in fact, creating domestic insurrection, war against Americans. This isn't a foreign entity. This isn't a foreign government doing this to us. No, it's our own people doing it to our own people. That's what constitutes and defines a conspiracy, folks. That's what a conspiracy is. Read Jeremiah 11:9. Now, folks, I could ramble on and highlight this line upon line, precept upon precept, and I'm going to do so. But I got some things that I need to cover before we get to that, because there's much to cover today. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go to the top left side of the page. Go to SOL Radio Live. Subscribe to that live feed right there. Subscribe to that live feed, sonsoflibertymedia.com. And or go over to beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com, top left side of the page. Again, beforeitsnews.com. If you want to call in at any time, you can do that as well. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Go ahead and cross-check all the information. We invite you to do that every single day, twice a day, once in the morning, once in the afternoon. Cross-check all the information that we're going to give you today. Because the point that I'm making here, friends, it's not the Chinese that are responsible for attacking you. It's not a foreign enemy attacking you. Though they are attacking you in a foreign manner to the U.S. Constitution, really what this comes down to is what the American people have tolerated. Matter of fact, on the other side of the break, I just talked to Eric Lucero yesterday, and he shared a piece of video. He's a state representative concerning illegals, and I want to show you who's selling you out, Americans, and it's not the Chinese. And I'm not here to try to indemnify the Chinese from what they're responsible for, but the bottom line is, folks, is we better understand who the real enemies are, and really what it comes down to, our sin is finding us out. Numbers 32:23. We're going to take a quick break. 1-866-582-9933. Again, we'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Okay, so I want to just get to this because, again, there's much to cover here on a nationwide basis. And I wish I could give you the better news concerning what it is that we're facing today, but I want to show you what's happening here. It's not just in Minnesota. I highlighted on Saturday how Ron DeSantis just basically solidified a plan to fly illegals all throughout. He called them into blue states, doing Joe Biddings for him, and yet the American people think that they're at odds one with another. That is treason on the behalf of Biden and on the behalf of Ron DeSantis. And with that said, I want to show you this. Because, again, most people don't know that this sort of stuff is happening right now. And, Judah, I really need your help here. And I got a video right now, friends, and I want to pull this up. And with that said, what we're going to do is we're going to I think it's me. I want you to check this out. Listen to what Eric Lucero has to say. Folks, this is happening all over the country. This is not just Minnesota. This is what they're attempting to do right now. And pay attention to who the responsible party are, who the responsible parties are as to who's alluring them into the United States of America. Check this out.
State Senator Eric Lucero comes.
You got to watch this whole thing. It's very short.
I want to draw your attention to a very dangerous bill that the Democrats continue to push through the legislature. Driver's license for illegal immigrants. Friends, this is so dangerous. It's going to have incredible impacts on each and every one of us. First, the bill the Democrats are pushing does not have any distinguishing marks or orientation compared to regular driver's license. Second, we know the Democrats are continuing to push and make easier access for voting.
Okay, so I want to make clear, folks, that you understand there is no such thing as a Democratic Party or a Republican Party. That's unconstitutional. We're ruled by law, not by unconstitutional parties. in this country. And yet people keep playing this game. Why? I do not know. But I want you to listen, because what we're seeing, folks, again, and this is happening on a nationwide basis as well, the conservatives, and I'm not going after Eric here, I'm just saying overall, friends, what we're seeing is the conservatives, the good guys, do nothing but highlight the crimes of the bad guys. Okay? And we have to get beyond this. But I want you to pay attention to the fact that I have said for 20 years that if the bad guys in this country had the support that they wanted you to believe that they really had, then why is it that there's this immigration talk going on in this country? I'm here to tell you. Because they don't have the support. And what Eric is saying right here is exactly there to solidify my point. They don't have the support. That's why they want the illegals here. And what the bad guys have been doing, the small portion, the 1.7% of the population that has bought up all the corporate media, they're falsifying their narrative to deceive you into believing that they're the majority, when in fact you're the minority. You have it completely backwards. And you can check out Proverbs 28, verse 1, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Remember what Saul Alinsky said: cause the enemy to believe that there's a lot more of us than there really is. Well, folks, you're seeing the manifestation of what I said a long time ago. They don't have the support, and that's why they want the illegals here. Which, by the way, Eric Lucero is now highlighting the fact that they also want to give them license, illegals, which is treason within itself. But it's interesting, they want to give them license, which is already interconnected with voting. Okay? It's already interconnected with voting, which proves massive voter fraud in the United States of America. It proves massive voter fraud in America. They're telling on themselves, if you're listening to the details, because you can always find that little bugger, can't you? The devil in the details. Let's listen to the rest of this.
What this will allow is anybody with a driver's license, the Democrats are seeking to have automatic voter registration. Because there's no distinguishing marks, because there's nothing different about it, there is a great likelihood.
Watch this.
That those that are issued driver's
licenses. This is
license,
disturbing.
Are
but it's very telling.
License, are likely going to have greater access to voting. In fact, the very word illegal
Listen.
Is something Democrats take issue with. Listen to this.
Last night in Ways and Means, we were talking about House File 4, the driver's licenses for illegals, and Representative Hassan was very adamant about the humanity, about the humanity of these people that chose
Representative Scott.
Representative Scott, I was just going to correct you that we do not refer to people as illegals. No human is
well,
illegal.
Where's the law saying that?
Did you hear that, folks? A said representative said, we do not refer to them as illegals. There's no such thing as an illegal. See, these fools, and fools they are, that the American people have tolerated, are literally handing off your country, it is judgment, handing off your country to your enemies, friends. Okay? Don't doubt a thing I'm telling you, because you just got done hearing what she said. After I seen this, I called the Capitol and I said, this defines treason. Where are the local law enforcement authorities to go in and arrest these people for treason? Because that's exactly what it is. I want you to hear this one more time, and I want you to see it one more time so you can understand who's responsible. Because, folks, it's not the Chinese doing this. This is your said representatives, and this is happening all over the country.
Representative Scott, I was just going to correct you that we do not refer to people as illegals.
Is that incredible?
No human is
well,
illegal.
Where's the law saying that?
So it is just astounding, friends, the extreme danger the Democrats are putting all Minnesotans.
They all belong in jail. Every single one of them.
Minnesota that went through the process the legal way. For those to jump in front and be normalized with their activity is incredibly, again, frustrating for those immigrants that went through the regular process and is dangerous for law-abiding Minnesotans. So I hope you continue to stand with those that are fighting for the truth and absolutely want to stop this very dangerous bill, driver's license for illegal immigrants.
Okay,
thank you.
So folks, again, what's happening here, what's happening here are these said representatives. And when I talked to Eric Lucero last night, I said something has to be done now. They must be arrested for treason. And he said, this is what the people in this country are tolerating. When that woman the head of the committee right there, said we do not refer to them as illegals anymore. Do you understand what she just did? Is she exhibited exactly what she blurted the truth out in confusion, and her confusion is what she did. But she did it in hopes that nobody would catch on to what's going on during these backdoor deals. Friends, let me just say it one more time. Your country is literally being handed off by your said representatives to foreigners. And let me say what she didn't want me to say. Illegals. To the illegals in the United States of America, and it's interlinked to voting. And again, if they had the support, then why do they need the illegals? Because the American people drank the Kool-Aid, and they went right along with it, thinking, oh, you know, it's divided in America. No, it is not. Go down the street and have a conversation with your neighbors, regardless if you know them or not. You're going to find out you're saying a lot of the same things. See, the problem is the people are listening to the media continuously dividing the people. They're polarizing you. No, folks, we need to come together, and we need to put a stop to this lawfully. Because if we don't put a stop to this lawfully, again, this is going to continue on in the United States of America. And again, when you read Deuteronomy 28, verse 43, you're going to find out exactly what I'm talking about. And I want to define this for you before we actually end this segment. When you look at 18 U.S. Code 2381, Cornell Law School, it defines treason. And it states this. It says, whoever owing allegiance to the United States levies war against them or adheres towards their enemies. Adheres to their enemies. Okay? Giving them aid. Okay? They're alluring them in, the mayors are, on welfare dime. Okay? The welfare dime. That's your money. Okay? It's illegal in America. When you read what it tells us, it says if they adhere to their enemies, giving them aid and or comfort within the United States, they don't have to pay taxes. They get cars. They get homes. They get food stamps. The list goes on. And it says if they give them aid or comfort within the United States or elsewhere, is guilty of treason and shall, guess what the consequence for treason is, folks? They shall suffer death. I didn't say anything about name-calling. I didn't say anything about threatening them. What she just did on camera is exhibited treason to the max. That is the definition of treason. The governors are doing it. Ron DeSantis is doing it. All of those that are opening up the gates to be flooded by illegals, and it's not just the southern border, friends. It's not a foreign enemy doing that. It's your said representatives that you tolerate that are doing this. Okay, so every step of the way, those that watch the show, I have given you line upon line. We've followed the Holy Ghost, Romans 8:14. We've showed you things to come. And I'm talking about me working with the Holy Ghost, and we have nailed it over and over and over again, and now here we are. I remember talking about this 20 years ago, telling people this is what it was going to come to. And now we're here, and now the people are trying to figure out where Jesus is at. Well, the Lord's looking to you to keep His commandments. So don't expect Him to do for you what you're unwilling to do for yourselves. That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard of in all of my life. We're going to come right back, and we're going to keep going line upon line, precept upon precept. It's not a foreign enemy attacking you, Americans. We'll be right back.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. An abundance of caution is the reason the U.S. shut down three small objects floating over North America this past weekend. The White House says the objects were floating at the same altitudes that jetliners use. An old issue making new problems for those trying to help earthquake victims in Syria, politics. There's only one open border crossing between Turkey and Syria, thanks to what the U.S. says is Russian and Chinese efforts to keep Syrian President Assad in power. They found more hazardous chemicals in the wreckage of all those rail tanker cars outside East Palestine, Ohio. The newly found substance can irritate the throat and mouth. The EPA says it's monitoring. A judge in Atlanta says he'll release on Thursday parts of a report from a grand jury that investigated allegations of attempts to tamper with Georgia's 2020 vote count. The DA had wanted to keep it private for now, a hint that she may be preparing criminal charges. Rich Johnson, USA News.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding a motorcycle with your crew on the open road. That symphony of engines roaring in perfect harmony. It's a feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, Jerry. Oh, my word. Really, really terrible. Is that a Glockenspiel, Jerry? Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
No, Jerry. It's over.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I really do got to tell you. You know, this contention, it's amazing to me. Listen carefully. The phone lines are open. 1-866-582-9933. Call in. Okay, with your stupid comments, call in. We had a genius here just over the break. I'm sitting there talking about how we are to hold these corrupt individuals accountable for their crimes against the people. Treason in this particular case, Article 3, Section 3. See, now I know that's foreign to a lot of ignorant people today, but this guy, he comes along and says this, lawfully? Using what? Question mark. He said the beast system. Yeah, that's what I'm saying, wise guy. I'm saying let's use the beast system in righting the wrongs. I had to say back, because I'm contending for the faith, and ignorance is what this is. I said, are you really this ignorant? Are you really this ignorant? If you right the wrongs, you don't use the wrong system in righting them wrongs now, do you? No, this is how ignorant people are. Or do you go back to the author of the law and obey? That sounds like a good idea to me. But I look at the Old Testament, namely Jeremiah 6:16, where the Lord said, thus saith the Lord, stand in the ways and see and ask for the old paths. Where is the good way and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But you know what the people said, like this guy? We will not walk in it. No, we just want to keep finding fault with everything. That's what we want. I had another guy attacking the ministry. Nobody can verify who he is, but he had a bunch of grown-ups acting like a bunch of five-year-old brats in elementary school who had a problem because I had a Harvard shirt on. And it's interesting when you look at Harvard's logo. It says, you know what their logo is? Christ. It's church. It's for Christ and for the church. That's the original logo. Oh, no, but they kept saying, no, it's a satanic symbol. It's a satanic symbol. It's a satanic symbol. No, it's not. You've allowed the new system to take over where it defines out to be that, but that's not my message, and it's never been my message. It's our duty as Christians to right the wrongs, period, to give the answers to the world, period, Isaiah 58, verse 12. So if you want to keep testing your steel this way, folks, you can go ahead and do that. But if you're that ignorant to believe that I'm saying that we need to basically use the beast system to correct the problems, you haven't heard a word that has been said, and I would be very fearful of going to sleep every single night until I got it right between you and the Lord, because you are a reprobate. That means you have the inability to discern between right and wrong. I mean, that is the most ridiculous thing I honestly believe I've ever heard of in all of my life. Oh, what are we supposed to do? Use the beast system to right the wrongs? Did anybody say that? I mean, that's like saying, I'm going to go to the devil and I'm going to have him correct himself. That isn't going to happen. No, you go to the Lord that dominated Satan himself when he said, it is finished. And then he gave the church power over all of the works of the enemy. That's the power, and that's who I'm talking about. Luke 10:19. My goodness gracious, folks. Listen to what is being said here, friends. And this is what people do. They hear what they want to hear, and then they start a little circle of gossip. And then they try to put into your mouth words that you never said nor intended, but they heard what they wanted to hear. You're the one that's defiled. You're the one that's defiled, because in no way did I ever convey that message. Ever. One time. I'll say it again. Ever. Just to make clear, you got it this time. This is brand new. Want to highlight this. Is it a foreign enemy trying to force comply people to take said vaccines to drive poison into your bodies? Is it, folks? Because what we're talking about right now is it's not a foreign enemy that's attacking you. Was it the Chinese that attempted to force comply the American people into taking the experimental jab? Was it the Chinese? You're going to have to answer the question. No, it wasn't the Chinese. It wasn't the Chinese at all. Natalie Curtis, wheelchair basketballer who was forced to crawl out of flight, dies unexpectedly 3 months later. I wonder why. Just had a sister-in-law who's a nurse. She ended up going into the hospital, and when she went into the hospital, the first thing that they said to her was, we're going to have to take a COVID test. And she said, I'm not taking a COVID test. You know what the said doctor did? He literally walked out, and they sat there for 3 hours before they got up and walked out of the building. Don't tell me that this whole system is not set up, friends. And don't tell me that they don't know what they're doing, because they are incentivized to give you the shot, to give you to get you or to admit you into the hospital, to give you remdesivir, to put you on a mechanical ventilator, and or when you die, if the mortician puts on the death certificate that they died from COVID, they get paid. Guess who's paying them? You are. You are Americans. You are Americans. This is what the government's been doing with your money, bribing said doctors to be incentivized to murder its own people. And don't tell me that's not what's happening, because it is. Oh, by the way, that was the first one. Here, let me take you to the second one. Scott Satin, funny you should ask, in most outrageous moments, executive producer, he dies at 64. This is all brand new. This is just today. Hey, friends, is it the Chinese that are responsible for this? I'm just curious. Here's another one. Oh, I'm just starting here. This is brand new. Okay? This is brand new. De La Soul member David Josselaware, known as Trugoy the Dove, he dies at age 54. Boy, Is it the Chinese that are responsible for that one too, friends? Are you paying attention? What about Howard Bragman, public relations veteran and founder of BNC and 15 Minutes PR? He dies at 66 years old. This is all brand new information. This is just this morning. Can't make it up, folks. You really can't. 25-year-old goalkeeper dies suddenly during football match. Wow. Just, and again, I got to revert back to this. The American people play stupid, but I'll tell you what, they're not paying attention to none of this. You know what they were doing over the last couple days, right? They were fighting over Mr. Hamlin and his jacket. They were busy watching the Super Bowl, friends. Just think about it. All of our strong men, if they weren't on the lakes, frozen lakes, fishing for little fish, well, their country's going to hell. You know where they were at? They were at home watching a bunch of grown men in tights fighting over a pig ball. That's where they were. As their neighbors are dying off and they shut their mouths and they say nothing about it because they've been deceived enough into believing that their neighbor, they're not responsible for them. You are, before God. You are your brother's keeper. You are. Here's another one for you, friends. Brand new. James Flynn dies, co-producer of the Banshees of Inisherin. He was just 57 years old. This is all brand new information. Was it the Chinese that did it, friends? I'm just curious. Come on. This is how stupid they want you to believe. Was it the Chinese that did all of this, friends? Is it the Chinese that were responsible for the genocide? Because I don't personally care what they do in their country. I care first and foremost about my own. Because if I can't take care of my own, I can't take care of another country. Isn't that right? Oh, that's absolutely right. And what do the American people put up with? Well, here, I highlighted Mrs. Boebert the other day. And I want you to see, she's another controlled operative, and that's exactly what she is. This is Daddy's little girl that told her whole life how pretty she was. She was one of those kids in high school that just couldn't make it, but she hung around all the cool kids, and then she left and deceived herself into believing that she was one of them. And she acts just like it. Is something funny about what's happening in our country? Because every time I see this little operative, look at her,
yeah,
bobbing her head around.
$1 billion.
Does she look like she's laying into heart as to what's going on in her country right now?
Did she American tax dollars.
Did she put a stop, friends, to these experimental jabs? I mean, again, friends, here's another one for you, brand new, all over the internet right now.
January 24th,
they're highlighting her, Matt Gaetz, and Marjorie Taylor Greene. All of them compromised.
DirecTV stream, and yep. You.
Now she's
tonight.
Talking about how Newsmax was just illegally shut down by the government, and she's got a big smile on her face. Oh, here's another one, folks, concerning the fashion show, and this new operative named Lauren Boebert, right? Now she's talking about the illegals, and she's got a half smirk on her face the whole time that she's actually broadcasting these illegal treasonous activities that are taking place in her own country. I mean, you see what I highlighted last week. I mean, here again to prove the point, here's the fashion show. Isn't this?
Massive victories. For
massive victories.
Second Amendment rights.
Second Amendment rights. Look at this.
All the glory goes to God.
She's a straight liar. She's parodying the mainstream media. And then she says, all glory to God, but the credit goes to Trump. I'm not making it up. I mean, every step of the way, that's all she's doing is highlighting the cries with a half smirk on her face. Poor little nerd.
And a computer chip company. And now
she's just highlighting the crimes of Nancy Pelosi. Obviously, nothing happened there. Here's another one. Inside Edition just highlighted Mrs. Lauren Boebert and her regrets for heckling Biden. Did you see this? Did you see Marjorie Taylor Greene was doing the same thing, friends? Look at how lightly they're taking the crimes of federal and state governments. Isn't that interesting? That's all they do is just tell you how bad the tyrants are. What do they do? Look at this, folks, just to prove the point. This is all brand new. This is why, Americans, you're being laughed at on a global level. Because of what you put up with, you haven't come to the realization that these are controlled operatives. They're there to do nothing but to entertain the American people, to pacify and to appease the American people. Look at her smirk. Does it look like she has a care concerning the crimes of what's going on in federal and state government? No, it's a big joke, isn't it, Americans? And Americans still haven't figured out that they're the pawn on the board in the hands of these fools that they tolerate. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, friends. This is Coach Dave Dobenmeyer, and this day of sissified Christianity is sure is good to know that there's a man's man like Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I want to show you this, and I want you to listen carefully. Plato said this. He said he was a philosopher. You know what philosophers are, right, friends? They always use those big words with common sense meaning. That's exactly what they were. They take Christ's words and they dissect them to make it their own, and then they go out there and they try to be somebody, and that's what they do. That's what a philosopher is, and especially in these cases. He said, if you don't take an interest in the affairs of your government, then you are doomed to live under the rule of fools. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, listen to me carefully because I'm going to rattle this off line upon line real quick. Do yourself a favor and do a commentary research on Matthew Henry on Jeremiah 11:9. What does Jeremiah 11:9 say? It says, "Then the Lord said to me, there is a conspiracy among the people of Judah and those who live in Jerusalem." You'll notice that the conspirators were always those natives of the same country. Now, I'm not saying that there's not foreigners that are a part of this global alliance, which is directly from hell. I'm not saying that at all, but I am saying that we wouldn't have a global alliance if it wasn't for those Judases and Benedict Arnolds that we have in this country. Read Luke 22, verse 48. I want to ask you this, and I'm going to propose these questions to you, and you're going to have to answer them, okay? Because they want you to believe, because they're starting to create another war. All, remember what Mengele said, SS officer. They called him the Angel of Death. He said, the more that we do to you, under Adolf Hitler, he said, the less the people believe it's us doing it to them. Now, I'm not saying, again, every single scenario, but pay attention to all of these distractions. This balloon, I mean, right when it first came out, right away, distraction. That's all it is, another distraction. Because what they're accusing the Chinese of, it's what they've been doing to you for decades. See, they want you to look at a foreign enemy when in fact it's them doing it to you. That's a totalitarian system of government. But I want to ask you something. You all remember the Dreyfus Act or the affair, right? It was a conspiracy theory sold to you by the media as a theory which turned out to be true. Remember the mafia back in the 50s? We were always told it was a theory, only to find out that there was a mafia in the United States of America. Now they have coats on. Now they have short haircuts. These are the ones that have infiltrated government from the inside out, working with agencies unconstitutional to war against the people, their political opposition. Okay, but we turned it turned out to be true. Wasn't a theory. Remember MK Ultra? Remember how that was a conspiracy theory? Only to find out, friends, it was actually a conspiracy. Remember Operation Mockingbird, where the CIA took absolute control of the media because the people let them? Right? Remember, that was just a conspiracy theory that turned out to be a conspiracy. In fact, it was called Operation Mockingbird. Let me ask you something, friends. Was that the Chinese that lied to you? Was it the Chinese that were responsible for that conspiracy? I'm just curious. What about the Manhattan Project? It was sold to you Americans as a conspiracy theory by the mainstream media, giving cover to those conspirators. Guess what? It turned out to be a conspiracy, didn't it? What about asbestos? Remember how we were told back in the 30s through the 60s, it's harmless? And we were told by the mainstream media once again that if you're told that it's the cause of cancer, that's a conspiracy theory, only to find out that it was in fact responsible for creating cancer within people. How many people died because of it, right? Remember, it was a conspiracy theory? Guess what? Turned out to be a conspiracy in fact, didn't it? Yes, it did. Who covered for them for 30 years? The mainstream media did. Hey, folks, let's take this fast forward. Is it the Chinese that are responsible for what we were lied about over and over, what we're continuously lied about by the mainstream media? And those that are allowed to pull the strings, is that the Chinese too? Or is that the American people tolerating corruption within? I just want to make clear. Okay, what about Watergate? That was a distraction. That was a cover-up for a pedophile ring in D.C. Nobody knew that because they didn't take the time to know that. But we were told that Watergate was a conspiracy theory, only to find out that it was, in fact, a conspiracy. What about the Tuskegee syphilis study? Was that the Chinese that lied to us about that, where they were killing black folks by injecting poison into their systems? What, was that the Chinese doing that, or was that the American government doing that? Yeah, the Tuskegee syphilis study. It was the government. I didn't know the Chinese were a part of that. What about Operation Northwoods in the early 1960s? American military leaders drafted plans to create public support for a war against Cuba to oust Fidel Castro from power. Listen carefully. The plans included committing acts of terrorism in U.S. cities, killing innocent people and U.S. soldiers, blowing up a U.S. ship, assassinating Cuban individuals, sinking boats of Cuban refugees, and hijacking planes. The plans were all approved by the Joint Chiefs of Staff, but were reportedly rejected by the civilian leadership, then kept secret for nearly 40 years. Was that a conspiracy theory? Nope. Operation Northwoods is very much a conspiracy. Who tried to give the cover, friends? The mainstream media did. Was that the Chinese responsible for all that, friends? Let me ask you, were the Muslims responsible for all of that? What about the testimony of Nehira of 1990? Remember how that was sold to the American people as a conspiracy theory as well, only to find out that it was a conspiracy? Yeah. Was that the Chinese? Was it the Chinese that were responsible for the counterintelligence programs against actives or activists in the 1960s? The Iran-Contra affair? The BCCI scandal? Oh my goodness, folks. I could go on for hours. What about the CIA drug running in L.A. to support their war under George Bush Sr.? What about the Gulf of Tonkin? It never happened. Remember the Vietnamese? Johnson sold to the American people to justify the war. Remember after Kennedy was killed 2 days later, they reversed the orders to go to Vietnam. They were going to withdraw them. Remember this? And remember how he ignited the American people to deal with his political opposition? He told the American people that the Vietnamese fired on a U.S. ship, only to find out the opposite was true. Was that the Chinese doing that, friends? I'm curious. Americans, what you're hearing through the mainstream media are those that are continuously playing you. And for those that are being played, you keep going back because for some reason or another, you feel some sort of sick relief from it. But when in fact, friends, what's happening is you're being laughed at. They're controlling you, and it's the fear of man that's controlling you, because if it was the fear of God, you'd be exposing this stuff just like I am right now. It's not a foreign government attacking you, friends. You have your said representatives acting as foreigners, and if the American people would read the Word of God and the Constitution, they'd clearly see how they are acting in such a foreign fashion to the American people. And I think I've done a pretty good job all day today of highlighting what your representatives are responsible for concerning the illegals coming into America, concerning all the people dying from these experimental jabs, concerning and highlighting all of these conspiracies, which in fact are and were conspiracies. And they're going to continuously go on until, again, the American people take responsibility. Now, I can hear some biblical illiterates say, Bradley, oh my goodness, you're speaking against the king. Well, I'm here to tell you first and foremost, I am an ambassador on the behalf of the king. But your king is a different king than mine is. Okay? My king, he's in the heavens. He sits at the right hand of my father. Okay? He's my big brother. He's the line of the tribe of Judah. And I'm honoring him because the government is upon his shoulders. And the institution of government in this country is what he established. And that's what I'm going to hold to. In the face of innumerable devils, that's their problem, not mine. Because my big brother, the captain of my salvation, can handle them. But I'm going to continuously hold to his word and expose these devils, Ephesians 5:11, because that's what we're obligated to. Isn't it interesting when you go to Amos 7:10, how the ignorance, namely Amaziah, he was a priest that said to the king, he went to the king and he said, did you know that Amos is basically conspiring against you in the midst of the house of Israel, and the land's not able to bear all of his words. Let me ask you something. Was it the king? And was it Amaziah that were right? Or was it Amos that was holding to the word of God? Was he right? And I would caution those before jumping the gun and going against the word of God, because that's what we hold to here. It didn't end well for those that continuously forged their politics against the gospel. Apparently you don't know history. And let me give you a little reminder of history before we end the show. And I say this in the power of the gospel, not in the power of Bradley Dean. George Whitefield rightly said, all politics aimed at the church, all politics aimed at the church ends in self-destruction. So for everybody that's standing against the word, regardless of who you are, I strongly suggest that you repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Love you by what we do.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.